Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. I think the first narrow line. So he said one extra pasuk is coming to exclude a case of oikir v'zemeniach. So here the person is doing both all parts of the malacha. V'chadin tour the next exclusion. The pasuk says one in verses two. The mutay afbi the avdi ki hadari, even though doing it together. Tai avet kula v'hai avet kula. Each one is doing all parts of the malacha. So, but the case is that they're doing it together, and therefore they're potter. But the case we're going to next assume is potter is a case of hudim amayit. You exclude the case of zayachu zayachu. Lav urchei lemeb to betray, because that's not common to do it, not normal to do it together, because each one can do it on his own. So since it's being done in a way which is abnormal, that's going to be potter. That's the second. That's what I'm going to assume the second exclusion is coming for. The third exclusion, Yitura, is the Mutei's Su, is coming to further exclude Zeh Enin Yochel, Dalfagab, the Rechayu, the Mebed Betray. Even though it's normal now to do it two together, still Matina, the Pasuk is saying only one person does it, not if two people do it. So the case is Zeh Enin Yochel is also going to be Pasuk. So that's the three Psukim that we have. So Rav Shimon says, even in the case of Zayin Yochel, he's still potter. Behuda comes along and says, I only have two. So I have one to exclude Zeh Urkir B'Zemeniach. I have one to exclude a case that they did it together, but it's a case of Zeh Yochel B'Zayachel. And the third pasuk is coming to exclude a Yochid Shasob B'Haros Bezdin. Haru Bezdin She Chelev Mutter. Bezdin Paskin that this certain type of Chelev was permitted. And then this person went and did it based on the Pesach of Bezdin, and then it turned out that Bezdin recanted and said that was wrong. So now this person ate chaylev b'shargeg. So he's part of the onus, because what do you want from him? That was totally beyond his control. He followed the Pesach of Bezdin. But Rav Shimon l'tamei, Da'amar b'huriyus yachad she'asa b'haros bezin eschayim. But Rav Shimon says yachad just b'haros bezin eschayim. So I can't use the pasuk to exclude that case because the other case is eschayim. So what's the pasuk for? A case even two people did it, and neither could do it on their own. They did it together. They're still pot. What about Rav Meir? He only has two miyutim. So one is a Talmud case is the Erker B'Zemeniach, and one is a Talmud Yachad Asa B'Roz Bezdin is Potter, and there's no case which is where two people do it together, which is going to be Potter. So even a case is that Yachad B'Zayachal is Chayv. Because he holds Nefesh Achas Chad Miyutahu, Turchim B'Tekro Alishto Yachachi. Nefesh Achas counts as one. And so you're left with this two. One excludes the Erker B'Zemeniach, and one is to exclude a Yochid Sha'asa B'Haros Bezdin, and therefore Meir holds Yowis Chayiv. So that's Rav Shimon says Yowis Potter, Meir says Yowis Chayiv, and Yehuda says depends whether it's a Yochel or a Eni Yochel. I'm reminded that we're helping the two dots in the Gemara. Zeh Yochel, but Zeh Eni Yochel, Dibre Kol Chayiv. So the last case of Raisa was a case where one was able to do it, one was not able to do it. And they did it, so that everybody holds that case as chayiv. Amar Mar, Zeh Yochel, Zeh Eni Yochel, Dibre Kol Chayiv, Haiminayu Mechayiv, which one of the two is chayiv? Amar Chis, Zeh She Yochel, the one which is able to do it, is chayiv. The Zeh She Eni Yochel, my Kovid, he can't do it, so he's not the one who's really doing it. Reuben's able to do it on his own, Shimon cannot do it on his own, so Shimon's You can't say the binyachas the malacha to Shimon. Shimon's not able to do it, so it has to be the one which is able to do it.
It sounds like a different svara than you're saying before. Ein yochel, when both of them can't do it, because it's not the derech to do it. This now it sounds like it's a separate svara.
See, and before we came up with that, well, two points. We came up before, really, even though it's svar, it's not really svar, it's pasuk.
Right.
Right.
But isn't the pasuk the defining the concept of it's you know, it's not the derech?
I don't think so. I think the way I understand it is like the same way as the erkev is a maniach. The Torah there is not normal. The Torah is because there's a requirement of doing a full malacha. So the Torah of Shnaim Shasua is that you cannot ascribe the malacha to either one of them. Whereas the case is Eino Yochel is Eino Yochel. So only through the two of them can you do it. Each one is necessary. So at that point in time, we say each one did the full malacha because without him the malacha wouldn't exist. Whereas by the case of Yochel, it's Yochel. Or in Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, right? He's Mechalik between the two. The case is that Yochel was a Yochel. We say the fact that both are doing it together, we can't be Meyachas and Malachas either one of them because it's not, it's being done through two, not through one.
Yeah, the Rashi says Lavarachayos.
Right, I'm saying, but once you get the Drashas of the Psukim, Rashi explains his point of Zeruche and not Ruche, was like, where am I going to draw my, if I have two Psukim, which one's going to be the more logical one to be Memayat? Well, a case where it's not normal is even the more logical case to be might than the case which is normal. But now that I'm going with the psukim, so the underlying swara isn't the difference between urcha and not urcha, the difference is between what I do with the psukim. That's before. Now over here, the more's come along and saying, it is saying something a little different. Now I have malacha, which is done by two people. One is a yachal and one is an yachal. So over here, yachal is not going to work against him. Right, we're saying what really is happening is the malacha is being done by Reuben and Shimon is just hanging out because Shimon can't do it and Reuben could do it. So I can't say, well, it's being done between the two of them. It's not really done between the two of them. Reuben is the one who's able to do it. Shimon can't do it by himself. So Shimon is functioning now as a mesayeya as opposed to a real player in the malacha. Again, the b'tur isn't because it's not normal. The b'tur is because I can't be I don't know where to be miyachas the malacha. So the more says in this case, I do know where to be miyachas the malacha. I can ascribe the malacha to only one of the two. But
what do you mean to say yachas? I mean, I could picture a situation where you have, I don't know, they're carrying a large board, right? So you've got one guy, he can do it by himself, okay? But what he's doing, he's grabbing one end. And by grabbing that one end, and that way, no, he can't do it by himself.
Well, then it's called Eino Yochel.
So it's Eino Yochel.
Right, but Reuben's a very strong guy, and he picks up a 100-pound thing, and he's carrying it. Shimon says, I'm going to help you, and sets his hand underneath. You know. Reuben's carrying it, Shimon's sticking his hand underneath. That's what the Mor is saying.
So what we're saying is that the
Yochel
is carrying it in the same manner as if he was alone.
I don't know what's physically the difference. The point is the way he's carrying it is a way which he could carry it without the help of the other person. If he's carrying it a way which he can't now, so then this is what he's doing. He cannot do without somebody else.
So if he carries it in the middle and the other guy's at the end, the other guy's at the top, but
if he reaches
one end.
Again, a guy can be very strong and even from the end he can carry it. I mean, I'm not, my point isn't middle versus end. My point is ability versus inability. So Amar Leib Rav Luna, what do you mean, Micah Ovid? The Kamasiyah, he's helping him. Given the reality which we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, given the manner in which it's being done.
Right. It's not theoretical. It's practical.
Right.
Amar Leib. So Rav Luna said, what do you mean? What's he doing? He's helping. So Amar Leib said, yeah, ain't be mamish. Helping is insignificant. Okay. So Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava Afanan Namitinina. We've actually found this concept in the Mishnayos, the idea of Maseyin B'mamash. Where is that? The Mishnah says in Zovim. So the Zov that created Tuma through Tuma's Mishkav or Moshav, by sitting on something or lying on something or standing on something, he has to have the item which is on has to have roiv of his weight on it. Rubashozov nisolov. The Rebbe of the person is on the item. So there's no din. He puts his hands on something, so there's no din Mishka B'Moshe. He's touching it, but the din Mishka B'Moshe wouldn't exist. So what about Hoy Yeshua Gabi Amita? He was lying on a bed or sitting on a bed. Varba Talios Tachas Ragle Hamita. Under each one of the feet of the bed, there's a garment. So he's being supported by the bed. And that's in turn is he's being supported by his weight is being put on these four things. So halacha is do they have a din of a mishka or not? Tameyos. So mineshen yochel lamed al sholosh, because a bed with three legs, you take away one of the legs, the bed cannot stand. It'll tilt to one side. So each one of the feet is doing an active role of supporting the weight of the zob, the rib of the zob, and therefore each talus, which is under that foot, is involved in being the whole zob is being on him, because we say any one of them cannot do it on their own, and only all of them can do it together. So each one is contributing to carrying his weight, so therefore they're all considered on it's on all of them. Rishimin Matar. Rishimin says that case is Tor. Okay, but the Tanakhama says that case is Tomei. What? Correct. The case is the Talius. Okay. Hoy Yerecha Bagabi Behema. So then the Mishnah continues. It says, let's say he was riding on an animal. Badal Talius Tachas Raglia Behema. So then Taharus Mineshichel Lama Lagimel. And any one of them can say, this one is not necessary because the animal can lift up one leg and still stand. So his weight is not being distributed onto four because we don't need all four. But according to if you hold Masiyeh is significant, each one is helping the other one to support the weight. So we have to conclude that Masiyeh ain't B'mamish. And since each one can be understood to be just the Messiah, you can't say it's carrying the weight. So the Messiah is insignificant, and the other three are the ones that are significant. Which one is that? I don't know. So they're all Tor. Okay. Okay. I don't think it's conclusive what you're saying, because I can suggest to you that Messiah is Yesh B'Mamash. So the case was that the animal actually, while it's standing there, lifts up at different feet. So there's a point in time where it's actually not doing anything at all. That's less than Messiah even. At some point where the weight is not on all four. The Mor says, but I don't understand. We came in the Zimin Okra Ha, the Zimin Okra Ha. But when it lifts up its right foreleg, so then the other three should become Tomei at that point in time. And when it puts down its right foreleg and lifts up its left foreleg, so that one should become Tomei. Because at that point in time it's not Messiah, that's Mamash, it's carrying the weight. So what are you telling me that the case was it's actually lifting up and therefore they're all Tor, that they should all be Tomei, if that's the case. Mila Lehevi Kizov Hamis Hapech, let's judge it like a case of a Zog which is rolling over in his sleep. Mila Tanan. Zog Shari Mutal Al Hei Saf Solon O Hei Pundos. The Zog was lying or sleeping on five benches. So L'Urchan is Temeyim. Pundos are some type of like a mattress, like a long stuffed type of a leather item. So he takes five benches and he sleeps. So if he sleeps on the bed lengthwise of the things, so during the night he's going to roll. So at one point of the night, his majority of his weight is on bench number one, then he rolls over and it's on bench number two. However, if he does it l'rechavon, if he lies again along their width, so they're going this way and he's lying this way, so there's no point in time that they're all going to have the weight of the majority of the weight of the zov, and then for their tahor. The urchan tameim l'rechavon is tahor, but sofik yashen. So sofik means habaglem, but a person in his sleep. So that's if he's lying and he's awake. If he falls asleep, we don't know what happened. The person, they move in their sleep. And it's a possibility that he was, at one point in time, he rolled onto them. And therefore, it's a mate. So, therefore, they're tome. So we say, since at one point in time, the majority of the weight was on one of them, that's going to create a dintuma. So over here, say the same thing. If you tell me the case was that he was standing, you're saying, Masiya yesh b'mamash. But over here, the case was that it actually had lifted up its leg. So at that point in time, one of these talios was not significant, but the other three are significant. And then when it changes legs, the other one becomes significant, so they should all be tomei. So what are you left to say? You have to say the case where it was standing on all four. It says standing on all four, you don't need all four. We don all four is the din of Mesiyeya. El Allah Mishum Dimrinan Mesiyeya and B'mamish. So we're left with the rule of Mesiyeya and B'mamish. So the Mura holds as a conclusive raya. Let's see Rashi. So aren't we forced to say, we brought a raya, the Mura says, no, I would try and disprove the raya. The Mura says, you can't, your disproof is not a good disproof. And we're forced to say, that we have to say,
the break is between Elul and Mishul
okay.
Not Lav, Mishul.
Correct. Okay, Zok Rashi. Zesh Yachol. Diu after the Kula, he's doing it. And the other fellow is just a Messiah in Mamamish. Misha in Allah Messiah Bedover. In Bola Soysa Lavado in Yachol. He's just helping and he cannot do it on his own. In Mamamish, halachically that's not considered something. But Lachashiv Miri, but Mifter Idach. So his action is not a sufficient action to say that he's taking over the malacha. We don't know who is doing the malacha. They're doing it together. Not doing it together. Reuven's doing it and Shimon is helping. So Reuven is still chayv. Avanan amitinina dosiyeh ein b'mamish. Zov yoshev agab emiti. He's on the bed. Medal talios talitos. We call them talitot. Right? She'en yichol laman al-gimel. So the malacha is that they're all tamei. Each one's doing the whole maisa. And that's called each one is carrying the majority of the weight of the zov. No, that's not really true. They're all carrying it together. It says neither one could do it on their own. Each one is, you can ascribe the full act of carrying the zov is because of leg number one, because without leg number one it wouldn't happen. And because of leg number two, because of leg number three, and therefore all of the taliyos, the talitot, are going to be tamei. Rosa, so you see this idea the more before, it wasn't the difference between urcha and not urcha. That's not the issue over here. It's the issue of what's really doing the action. Rishimim Matar, Rishimim Latamei, Domer Ze Eni Yochel, Ze Eni Yochel, Is Nami Elokim Esiyei Opotter. So Rishimim holds that we see from Hilchos Shabbos that even in case Ze Eni Yochel, Ze Eni Yochel, we don't ascribe the action to the person. So same thing over here. We don't ascribe the carrying to any one leg, so no talus is going to be tummy. So you don't say no talus is carrying has the majority of the weight of the zov on it. So the Bach takes out the Lishna Karin and says that really this was from Tosis and somebody stuck it in from Tosis into Rashi. The boy shir zebra lezeh, b'shir zebra lezeh. Klamer rubish al zov machved al kol echad ve'echad. Afil masiyeh lo havi. So in Rav Shimon's argument is it's even less than masiyeh because you need the rib of the zov on any one, the weight of the zov on any one. The Tosis says that you can't learn out from Shabbos to zov. Or it's over there's a pasuk. As it says, it's not considered rival. The weight, the majority of the weight is not in any one of them. So therefore, he's not talmid. So, but the case of the animal, each one of the four, right now all four are supporting. But each one of the four can be considered the extra one. It's only considered Messiah. The stomach of Yehuda is a Yachal, but a Yachal carry Messiah. So, and this is the deal which we had before, in a case where each one could do it on their own, and they're doing it together, we look at it, if we've cut the malacha in half, and neither one is doing the whole malacha. We look, each one is just, like the other one's doing it, and he's just helping. That's the point that the Mor is saying over here, as opposed to that, any Yachal, everybody's doing the malacha, each one is considered responsible for the whole malacha. Over here, nobody's responsible for the whole malacha. So all four are Torah, because all four are considered extra. So it comes along, Rabbi Yehuda Midiskarta, and says, I'll tell you the case of Zakar the Lagamri, or Keres the Regimen Oritz, Afilim Seyel Havi. At one point in time, this talis was not doing anything at all. So Mor says, Bechin, and E, time of Meshum the Okra late. So Kim and the Zimun the Okra high, the Zimun the Okra high, if the case was the point of lifting up, but the animal switches legs. Because you're telling me all four are Torah. Means you had to tell me that at one point in time, all four of them were not supporting. Well, once you're Iker high, because Gimel, Ika, Lesuke, Shem, and Shpira, Leyen, Velek, Rosen, so any one of them is the one not, but the other three are the one yes. You don't know which one is going to be at any given time. So the Taminim Misafik Yizoba Mishapik Hei Budos the Taminim Le Misafik. Now Rashi seems to say even in the case of Al Gimel, it's not a Vade that they're all carrying the weight, and I'm not sure exactly why that's true. In other words, why does Rashi deal with it as a Safik? The Mor never said that. What? Really? Yeah? Okay. Okay. When it's moving, or when it's standing?
When it's moving.
So, but I don't know, when it's standing still, it could do that. That's more than this. Well, that's the next piece of Gemara. The Mor just says Yecholam al Gimel. The Mor says Yecholam al Beis. I don't think the Mor is using that idea. So Tosis points out that this would be even Shiz Ram would be Tomei. In other words, it's not a Suffolk tomb, it's a Vale tomb. So I don't know why Rashi calls it a Suffolk. Some more brought to this the case of the Zob, which is on five benches or pundos. Rashi min charitin kisim aruchim. It was like long leather pouches. Nusim and mos, they put money in them. Balaz are called bridge. Rim the shamish chiva imalachta, and there was some, you know, besides holding merchandise or money, you could also lie in them. They're nice thick leather pouches, and you can lie in them. Shiyah shabalei, a person can sit in them. Hemalayas mos, you can use even when you want to get the money. You know the kavos you said, right? We know that something which the lying is contradictory to the usage of the item. It's not, doesn't have a dinner tumas mishkov. But over here, there's no conflict between the usage of the item and the lying on it, because you can lie on them himalayan, so it's a pasech p'yam, but not, so you could open up and get your money while the person's lying on it. It's not a contradiction. Get up, we need to use it. So la'arkon, if he lies in the length of them, if he's lying on his stomach or pratan on his back, and the length of the person is lying on the length of the bench. So tamem gersinim of mishnah tataris, the yesh lemer the bechol achas mehen shenisa ruba alav pamem alzu. Each one of them at some point carried the full weight or the majority of the weight. The chum and taharin. Why? Shafisha Arka Mutal Rechava. Vein Ruben Nisa Alachas Mehen. No one bench is or funda is carrying the majority of his weight at any time. Yashin Loy Alein Rechava. He was lying on the width. So then we have a subbing this hapik. Al Arka Nimsa Kula Nisha Alachas Mehen. The person moves in their sleep. And so it's possible that he shifted his weight and he was lying more lengthwise as opposed to widthwise at that point in time. Any one of them could have been the one which he ended up lengthwise on. So Timaeus Tochalik Lamir Alzuni Saba, because any one of them we say maybe that was the one. Amataminun Misafik. So this situation of Safik creates it in Tuma, because maybe it had the full weight. So Sanami Imishumakira, who, if our case was that the animal actually had lifted a leg, we should always say the other one should be that they should be tummy, because we don't know which one was the one which is nekar and the other three are the tummy. So that can't be the pshat. So what are we forced to say? The kulu hava kochada bechada misayeya ben b'mamsh. The case was that it was all 4 feet were on the ground, but at that point in time we deal with them as misayeya, because that's the case. Is a yachol. We look at each one as just not doing the malacha; each one is just helping. So they're all tor. Can there be any mishnah zoo? The samayim understand this mishnah. Rabbi say gersim there gersel arkan taharin. Pirush of time will explain lengthwise. It's tor. Pirush of time the arkan taharin mishum the amri shema beinayin shachav v'loy aleyim. So maybe that the they shift a little bit, and he ended up in the space in between. You know, the benches shifted out a little bit, and he ended up in between the benches. Kashali imkain lekula telinan my tani savik save a sub in this happen to me. I mean, so in the ratio you're telling me the orkin is, because even though we see the length, he's on the length, but we say maybe what happened really was he was in the middle. Maybe he wasn't in the middle. So you say, oh, my suffik, you're tor. So why in the savik my suffik are you tummy? So that's what his difficulty is with Epshah.
I wonder how you answer the question of, like, and there's mishapich, we've got this, well, you know, how many benches are there? I mean, at some point, it's going to be taken out of the realm of, you know, really of the suffix.
Where do you draw the line in the suffix? I don't know. Amar Rav Papi Mishmei the Rava, back on the Gemara, the bottom line. So Rav Papi says the name of Rava Afanana Matina. We have another Mishnah also, which supports this idea of Messiah in Bamash. The Mishnah says Rav Yosi Amar Hasus Metame Al Yodov, Hachamor Metame Al Raglov. Why should Mishnah Mashenas Hasus Al Yodov, Hachamor Al Raglov? So the case was he was sitting on it. So we say that the major weight of the sus, it puts its major weight. The nature of the sus, it puts its major weight when it. The rest of the case was roichiv. It was moving. Its major weight is its center of gravity. Its balance is forward, and the chamor is backwards. So therefore, if you have a case of the talus, if they be in the front, one under each, so they're tamei, but the ones in the back, not. That's a b'yosi shita. V'may, ha'makayit m'siyeya b'had yadari, but the other ones are still helping. La'amish and r'minan, m'siyeya and r'mamish. So you see that, whether you agree with the b'yosi understanding of the way to apportion the weight, but the nobody was arguing with b'yosi in the halachic concept. They're arguing, Tanakam and b'yosi are just arguing in how you say he apportions his weight. But whatever that is, the ones which are not helping, the ones which are not necessary, just helping, are tor. So you see, Misayeya is en mamash. Amar Rav Ashi, avanan namitanino. Similar halacha. So now this is actually not Lagabi Hilchos Tumah, it's Lagabi Hilchos Kachim. So the law is that the Kohen has to stand on the Ritzvah Zohar, he has to stand on the floor of the Zohar, he can't be a Chasitza. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Raglo Achaz Ala Kli, Raglo Achaz Ala Ritzvah, he has 1 foot, and they went barefoot, there had to be direct contact between the foot and the floor. So 1 foot is on the Ritzvah, 1 foot is on the Kli. Raglo Achaz Ala Evan, Raglo Achaz Ala Ritzvah, it's on a stone, and 1 foot is on the floor. So Ryan, so we calculate. Kol Shilo Yinotol HaKli, Yinotol Evan, if the Kli or the stone is removed, Yachol Lamal Raglo Achaz, and he's standing in such a way that he can still continue standing with only 1 foot up, 1 foot down. So then, over the Sukshera, we say that he's standing on the ground. But Vimlav, if you would take away the Kli or the stone, the person would fall. So it means he's not really standing only on the ground, he's standing also on the Kli. And therefore it's considered that he's not on the Ritzvah of Avodas Psula. The Marsha B'Ramai, why in the case where if you could take away the Kli, he'd still stand, is his Avodah Ksheira, but right now he's not, he didn't take it away, and right now he is being supported by the Kli, and the Kli is helping. It's not necessary, but it's helping. So it's being Mesayeya Bahari Adori, the Kli is helping, or the Evan is helping. We look at it that the one which would allow him to stand is the Iker, and the other one is just helping. He also brings a raya from Kachim Halacha. So Halacha is that the person has to do a vote, it has to be done in the right hand. So Kibba B'Yamin, if a person did the Kabbalah Stam holding the Kli with his right hand, and the left hand is helping, it's kosher. The left hand is helping. So again, we see this idea that the Siyaya and Ramamish. See Rashi. So Sultan Abiyadov. Ima Zob Reichabalov. The Zob is riding on the Sus. Vitalis Tachas Achas Miyadov Shal Sus. And the Vitalis under one of the four legs of the Sus is Tameya. Ava Tachas Ragov is Tahara. Versi says under the feet it's going to be Torah. Shein Mashanta al Raglov. Its main weight, it shifts its main weight forward. What it's only El Gdal Talia Tachas Ragla Behema Taharis, Loy Kribyasi. Kribyasi disagrees with what we said before, that if there's all, he would say in that case the two, if there's four Talias under the four legs of the Sus, the front two are going to be Tomei and the back two are going to be Tor. Kind of Evan Al Gabi Kli or Evan. Ashum Dabra Hakhoitz, it's been Olivena Ritz. The person, he's standing on some type of keli or a stone or anything which would be a chatzitza, the oven, he did avoid it. But the psula loch is it's possible. So we darshan the ksiv b'sheres kechol echov alavim ha'emdim. Now the pasuk is talking about something else, but we say that the levim which are standing shetayam idosik kishar echov. So one drush is because that he has to stand in the proper way. And Tanya Rishmol, Hol Ritzma Mekudeshes, 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 Mizvachim. And the very Rishmol explains, because we make a hekesh between the Kalim and the Ritz and the Ritzpa. And by Klisharis, we know the Lachat, there's Dinu Chatzitza, not more than that from a Pasuk, because Dinu Chatzitza, there can't be Chatzitza between him and the Klisharis. So who are then? There can't be a Dinu Chatzitza between him and the Ritzpa. I don't remember the exact Russian. Small psula lavoida, kinomer perkamat chulin, kamok mashanemer etzpa bakuna, and el yamin. When it says either the words etzpa or the word kahuna, so there's a requirement of yamin. So the avoida has to be done when it says kayan, so it has to be done by yamin. But the left being messiah is not a problem because messiah and b'mamish. So I think it's pretty clear from the Gemara that the Gemara's understanding of the logic behind it, the Gemara's understanding is that the case of Zayin Yochel, we, according to Behuda, we say each one is not a Messiah, each one is doing without him, the malacha can't be done. So therefore, the full process of malacha is ascribed to each one, because without him, it wouldn't exist. In the case of Zayachal, but Zayachal, we say the opposite, or that since either one could do it on their own, so we look at the other person as the Misayeya, and we look at everybody ends up having a din of Misayeya, not the Iker. There's no Iker. But in the case of Zayachal, but Zayachal, so we say the Yachal is the Iker, and the Anayachal is just coming along for the ride. He's a Misayeya. So it's hard to say it's a lochan, just urcha, not urcha from before. Otherwise, these dinim wouldn't apply the dinim of tumah to the dinim of Shabbat, because Shabbat is a loch of urcha. There's no loch of urcha over here.
So why do you need the pasuk?
Without the pasuk, you'll see in Remeir, or Remeir says without the pasukim. So people, I'm not sure. I mean, Ramirez's pasuk is not arguing hechus tuma, because with the gabi Shabbos, the mice of the person did a malacha, so he's involved in a process of malacha. I mean, without any psukim, the oikar is a maniachus chayev. Even though no person, neither one did the full malacha, but both were involved in a process of being mechal Shabbos. So without any psukim of being mamai shnayim shasu, I said at the end of the day, this person was involved in chilul Shabbos. That's called he did a malacha on Shabbos.
So you would say Shabbos is different than these other cases.
That's the pashas. So Rashi seems to say the only reason why these dinim are true because you base it back the drushes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon based on the drushes from before, which according to Rashi means Rashi would say Rabbi Meir would argue on these dinim, and that's. Some other Rishonim don't like that because there's no Zecher anywhere that the Meir argues. Without the Pesukim, I wouldn't. At least according to according to Rashi, I'm understanding this is the logic of the Pesukim, and that's what I'm learning out that this is the logic. And if you say not like that, saying that the logic exists, but I wouldn't know that that's enough to make you Pater by Hilchos Shabbos, but the Gabi Hilchos Tumah, I understand. We understand that that's clear. That's what would come out according to that. So Amar Mar, Zeh Yachal b'Zeh Yachal, Remeir is Mechayev. Remeir sheet that holds that they're Mechayev. The Mor says, Yibor Elohu. What does Remeir mean? Being in Shir L'Zeh b'Shir L'Zeh, Adilma Shir Echel L'Kulam. Is the pshat that we say each one is doing their own independent action, and therefore the chi would only be if there's two shiurim there, as each one says, well, one kegargus was being carried by Reuben, and one kegargus was being carried by Shimon. Or the case was there was only one shiur, and the two of them are both carrying out that shiur of kegargus. Because we say the malach is not miyuchas more to one of the others, it's miyuchas to both of them. So do you need two shiurim or one shiur? So where says Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna, Charam Rashir Lezeh, Bashir Lezeh, Charam Rashir Echad Lekula. They're arguing in the understanding in Remeir is the one is a one din. They're sharing the same shear, or each one could only be chayiv if they have their own independent shear according to Remeir. Now you notice that there's a tzion in the halacha to the Rambam. We don't pass like Remeir, but the Tosis raises the question that you could really clear the shame shaila in the case of Ze'enu Yochel. If Ze'enu Yochel, and we say each one did the whole halacha, so they're both chayiv. Well, but how many shirim do you need? So it's negeya, even in according to the halacha. How we paskin. How do we look at? So Tosfos asks, it brings from the Ben Chananel says, why did the Moras Akasha leave it according to Meir? We could ask it according to Yehuda also, Zayin Yochel, and that's how the Mishnah goes, and we could ask it according to our Mishnah also. So the Moras Akasha brings it to Machlokes. So the Rebbeinu Chananel takes out the phrase. He has a gear some remarks. Any yochol, any yochol, it's chayiv. And the more wants to know, being shilas shilas that there was in a chananel where he takes out the gear some remayer and not the case of the yochol, and it is actually asking according to Behuda. And Tosus says we can be, you can keep the gear so. Tosus suggests you should be able to keep the gear so we have it. In the average case of Zayin Yochel, Zayin Yochel, there's more than one shear, because there's only one shear, usually each person can carry it themselves. So, the more didn't feel necessity to ask in that case. In that case, there was Shear Lezeb, Bashir Lezeb. If you discuss in the case of Zayin Yochel, so the case could theoretically be that they're both carrying out a very small item together, which neither one needs to do it together with the other one. And that's, but so, the mayor says, Yochayiv anyway, so how in the world are Yochayiv? How much do you need to be Chayiv in that case? So that's why they're only discussing it in Rameir as opposed to in Rabbi Yehuda. In Rabbi Yehuda, it's just like the question is not necessary, is irrelevant, because the reason why neither one can do it on their own is because it's large and it's heavy, so there's probably more than one shear. Okay. Let's hold it here.